never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning on a Wednesday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. We are dialed in middle of the week with a heavy show on the docket. And some snow on the way later in the day.
Yeah, I know. It's we might finally get. It's been a long time since we've had a good dousing of snow. And I'm not saying good or bad, you know, like it or don't like it. Everybody could do their own thing, but it has been a while since we've had a good dousing.
With the snow coming, I have a gym story that everybody will be able to laugh at and laugh at me. We'll do that at 7:35 this morning. We have three basketball games from last night to talk about, John.
We do. 2 for 3.
Not bad.
Nope. It's a good
and if you're
percentage.
A Wolverine fan, it might be 3 for 3.
This is true.
Izzo is delayed his record, his milestone, passing Bob Knight. Spartans lost late in the night. But let's start with the headline. John, what's the headline? Is it the Pistons or is it Michigan?
Well, you're asking the Michigan guy. I think it's always going to be the Pistons to me
okay.
for what they are. And it's interesting because Tom turns the lights on in here.
You don't like the spotlights.
Every morning. Yeah, it's very dramatic. But you've got two programs, one franchise, one program, that has had a tremendous turnaround from where Michigan was last year to where they are now with Dusty May, the transfer portal, all of that. The bigger story for me this year, at least, will always be the Pistons setting a historic record with 14 wins last year, turning around and now being in playoff position and starting to create a little bit of a buffer from, they're in the sixth spot, from the Miami Heat, the Atlanta Hawks, Orlando Magic, who was a team that, we can't possibly let them pass us. They did last year. Now all of a sudden the Pistons are in that sixth spot with a chance to move up. And so for me, it's the Pistons. And the way that they did it last night might not have been very interesting because I was watching the Michigan game on my phone because Ruby had a basketball game. And so I'm doing the score. I've got the game that I'm watching in front of me, as well as the game that I'm watching on my phone, and it was more compelling mm-hmm. than the Pistons game. The Pistons game was more dominant. Didn't we just hear Filar say none of the starters even played in the fourth quarter?
It was a laugher. They had the largest lead in halftime in the history of the franchise. And they blew the doors off of the Chicago Bulls. No, but I just want to pause for a second because anybody who judges a book by its cover, you had a chance to say Michigan was the headline. For everybody that thinks, oh, John, big Michigan honk, you have really embraced this Pistons team. I've watched you get more and more invested, and everybody collectively is. They've doubled their win total. But, John, mm-hmm. what is it about this team that's been so interesting for you?
They're fun. They're fun to watch, and it's Cade Cunningham and his development of being an all-star, and it's Malik Beasley. And you had a stat this morning, and please do share the history that was made last night. In case anybody wakes up this morning, Malik Beasley, did something last night, or at least is doing something this season, but accomplished it last night.
So he now is the single season Piston franchise leader in made threes. You had a great point. The 3-point revolution has been going on now for 8-10 years, maybe yeah. more. The Pistons have been atrocious this entire time. So you joked, who did he pass? Kelly Trpucka?
Right.
No, he didn't pass Kelly Trpucka, but the answer is equally humorous. Prior to last night, the player who had made the most 3-pointers in a single season in Pistons franchise history was Sadiq Bey. Piston legend Sadiq Bey. By the way, Beasley set the record with 20 plus games to go. He's been such a big addition to this team.
And I think we look at the past decade of struggles for the Detroit Pistons. Have we not just identified one of the major reasons in a game that has evolved to, and we talk about the boringness of this NBA and the way basketball is, it's a 3-point shooting contest. And you have not had a 3-point shooter, or you haven't gone out and gotten anybody. We talk about the ability to space the floor, give Cade Cunningham something else other than just Cade. I mean, to be able to shoot the three, and they haven't done it for the past decade. And he passes Sadiq Bey
with 20 plus games to go.
I mean, so there's a couple ways to look at it. Troy Weaver just was never going to get to the point where he had a reliable 3-point shooter, never got to modernization of basketball, or he did, and Sadiq Bey was his guy, just never got to where he actually needed to be. No good answer.
There's no good answer. No. I was trying to find if we still have the Troy Weaver, you suck at your job drop. I don't know if it's still in the system anymore. Sorry for the pause there.
No, that's all right. But it's so for me, it is the Pistons. And it was a little bit symbolic last night because with that win, they did double their win total from last year. They've gone over the expected, you know, over-under set the beginning of the season. They're going to blow that out of the water. And now all of a sudden you're looking at, and we're talking about postseason play, It's certainly the Pistons in regards to seeing some young guys that are actually developing, not just Cade Cunningham, yeah. but watching young players that you've drafted, wondering, are they going to ever be any good? And they're starting to show signs of actually being good.
Let me sum it up this way, because I know the Pistons are still maybe entering people's radars. They've been so bad for so long that this fan base has maybe been dormant, right? Malik Beasley setting the franchise record for made threes with so much time still to go in the season is officially the Pistons being welcomed into the modern era of basketball.
Yeah.
Troy Weaver put them in the Stone Ages, the Dark Ages, however you want to describe it. They gave a couple young guards negative floor spacing, no shooting, and just said, I don't know, sift through broken glass and, you know, trash on your way to the hoop. And those guys weren't developing. And now you're seeing a team blossom. They're shooting the three. I think even Asar Thompson, who's not a great 3-point shooter, is blossoming in that yep. spacing. I think that's an underrated story. As he got back from these scary, was it blood clots, medical yeah. issues, he has been a very important player. As much as Cade's become their clear number one all-star, there's, in a good way, become a fight for who the number two is. In Jaden Ivey's absence, I think there's a case for Asar Thompson. Jalen Duren has played well lately. Malik Beasley, we just talked about, is someone who wants to be here beyond just this season. Yeah, these are real building blocks. They have double their wins from a year ago, 28-14. They are in not only the play-in, but the playoff as the sixth seed. And John, I was looking this up. It's not saying much. This may be their best team since 2008.
Okay, what's the competition?
So they had a 44-win team. This team's pacing for 43, but that was a 44-win team that was just kind of flat.
Right.
This team has that arrow up, just the start
yeah,
of things.
Their trajectory
yes.
is on the rise.
And they may get to 44 or 45 wins, but I think it's the best team I've seen in, that would be more than 15 years.
And I know, okay, last night was a blowout. And here's the beautiful thing. They roll it back tomorrow night.
It's so weird.
They roll it back tomorrow night, and then they're going to be in the All-Star break. And it's the opportunity to, you guys are looking at me like I'm
no, you're right.
Cross-eyed, yeah.
They play, Tom, I know you might be, they play Chicago again tonight. Same
oh,
team,
is it tonight?
Back-to-back.
Okay, not tomorrow.
Oh, as you said, tomorrow. Okay, yeah.
Today is Wednesday. I've lost track of my days. Today is Wednesday. I keep thinking tomorrow's Wednesday. Anyway, they roll it back tonight, and then they hit the All-Star break, and you look at the numbers last night. Okay, it's, in terms of point total, right, Cade Cunningham, 20. okay, that's respectable. Tobias Harris, 18, and you look at Malik Beasley, 24. Asar Thompson, as you mentioned, 16. But when was the last time you looked at the plus minus and you saw all the guys with meaningful minutes with plus 34 for Cade, plus 21 for Asar Thompson, plus 22 for Malik Beasley, Beef Stew, plus 24.
He's starting to shoot little threes now.
Right, yeah. So... But it's how they're playing. It's the fact that they are getting up, and even in the games where they're competing in the fourth quarter, in the first 10 games of the season, how many of those did they lose?
Yep.
And now all of a sudden they're finishing games, and that's why I look at it and say, okay, well they're projected to get 43 wins. I think that's under what I expect them to do. I expect them to be in the 46. Plus or minus a game or two. I expect them to be better than that 44 win total. And everybody's like, well, you know, what do 1-2 games mean? 1-2 games might be the difference between a 5 spot and a 6 spot, or a 6 and a play-in.
Yeah, and let's not lose sight of this. The Pistons have won 40 or more games twice since 2008. Both were 42 and 44, and they were bounced in the first round of the playoffs, swept both times, one by Cleveland, one by Milwaukee. This team's got some juice. They've got some life. It's, I think, the best Pistons team in 15 years. And John, you're right. It's down the line contributions. I'll give you another guy. Ron Holland, to me, I don't think it's going to happen this year. He's shown flashes. He's going to turn into something. I don't think, but we're going to be able to make a bold statement on Ron Holland this season.
No.
He doesn't play a ton of minutes and he's still very raw, but you see flashes of him where he's active on defense. He's kind of a pest. Him and Asar Thompson, I see kind of a vision with at least one of those guys on the floor at all times smothering the ball. And if one or both can shoot consistently, they can play together on the floor.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to see a little bit of how this starts to tie together. And it was brought in with veteran shooters like Malik Beasley and Tim Hardaway Jr. And Tobias Harris. It's a team in a way that they weren't under Troy Weaver.
Right. Or coaches. And well, I think JB has done a tremendous job in regards to allowing Asar Thompson the freedom to be what he can be. And then Ron Holland seeing what they're doing with Kate, seeing what they're doing with Asar Thompson, knowing that, hey, I've got a little freedom to be me and to develop, and you know, I'm not going to be chastised or I'm not going to be thrown under the bus. I just get a chance to go out there and play the game of basketball and improve. And a year where the Pistons are going to be a playoff team, or at least a postseason team.
Say it out loud. Going to be a playoff team. Play in versus playoff. They're in the playoff right now. You want thoughts on the Pistons? We'll get some of your ticket texts and phone calls, 248-539-9797. If you're a Hoops fan, don't worry. We're going to get to the college stuff. Michigan with a win, sole possession of first place in the Big Ten, signature win against the Boilermakers. And what happened with the Spartans? Plus, it's 6:35. I know we're sick of it, but don't let fatigue get in the way. We'll talk about Bregman. Are you in or are you out as the saga appears to be nearing an end? It's 97.1. It's a new year. You want a new smile. If you've been putting off seeing the dentist in 2024, and maybe even to start 2025, make a plan to see Brightside Dental, especially if it's been more than that year and you're feeling self-conscious and you just don't know if you're going to go to the dentist because you don't want to be judged. At Brightside Dental, there's no judgment. Their number, 1-800-PAINLESS. You can go to brightsidedental.com. What they're not going to do is shame you. They're not going to wag a finger. You haven't been flossing 3 times a day. Why haven't you made your regular appointments? None of that stuff. No nagging. And I've been in the spot that you might be in. When I graduated college and moved to the west side of the state, I didn't have a dentist that I had, you know, growing up. And I didn't have that routine appointment. And it's easy to fall out of that. Make an appointment. Get it off your plate. 9 Metro Detroit locations with Brightside Dental. Their newest in Trenton, Michigan. 1-800-PAINLESS. BrightsideDental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment. Just care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Our Pistons were red hot. They were up 71-29 at the half. I'll say that again. The Pistons had 71 points. The Chicago Bulls only had 29 points at the half. It's the largest halftime lead in Pistons history. Yeah, they won the game. They're two games over 500. They're in the sixth seed, which means the playoff as opposed to the play-in. Malik Beasley set the record for most made threes in a season. Season's far from over. They're pacing to have 42-43 wins, which is going to flirt with the most they've had since 2008. Mm-hmm. Yeah, things are looking really good right now, and we're all in good spirits. We'll get to the college side in a second. Few ticket texts. I'll never forgive Troy Weaver and Monty Williams. That's from JT and Warren.
I don't know how much, I mean, how much can you blame Monty Williams?
A lot.
He was, well, sure, yes, in terms of the job he did, but he did what every other red-blooded American would do in regards to taking an offer. When you talk about the Godfather offer, that was an offer you can't refuse. He said, I didn't want to coach.
I'm not mad at him taking the money. I'm mad at him being bad at his job.
Yeah.
You should try to do a good job. I can't explain playing Killian Hayes over Jaden Ivey. That was a real thing that happened for months on end. where we're going, what's wrong with Jaden Ivey? Why isn't the guy playing? Why are you playing double big lineups in the year 2024? What is going on?
Troy wanted to, he sold out for Wemby. Okay.
That was 2 years ago.
I know. And then last year, I mean, Monty was a joke. He didn't want to be here. There will be a point in my future where I forgot that he was here.
Yeah.
But the irresponsible of Weaver to not put any veteran leadership on that team last year. It still would have been pretty ugly, I think, because Williams wasn't committed. But this, the Lions did this when they turned things around. They brought in a Brockers and they brought in Anzalone so that when they were turning the roster over, there was some sort of representation on how you're supposed to handle yourself. The young NBA players at 18, 19, 20 years old need that even more than those NFL guys do because they're coming even more raw. You've got to have a presence. You have to have a standard. What Tim Hardaway Jr. is doing for this team off the court is what they needed.
And Beasley and Tobias Harris, too.
Exactly.
They didn't just rely on one guy.
You
There's like this
eyes.
Elders council. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people rolled their eyes at Harris. But if he came in and he acted like a professional and showed these guys how to do things, this is what happens. And that's why you're seeing it translate in once we got a couple months into the season. That's what happens. It's called culture. And they have talked about how much they respect what the Lions have done as an organization.
It's funny you bring up that veteran leadership because you said Brockers, and I'm thinking, wait a second, who in the hell is he talking about?
Michael Brockers.
No, I know.
You forgot,
and,
though.
But those are the guys that, they were here. He didn't really contribute on the field.
No.
But it is part of the development of the culture, and young guys – whether guys, veteran players are on the field or not, they need to understand how to be pros. They need to see it by example.
So it's like building a house, and you start with the foundation, and you need the bricklayers, right? You need the guys that know what kind of what they're doing, how you're supposed to do things, but then you bring in the young guys who can work faster and more efficient than you.
Yeah.
On the other side of things, college hoops. Michigan picks up a signature win, avenges a really ugly loss. They did not have a great night, but they fought and scrapped and found a way to beat Purdue, and now they're in sole possession of first place in the Big Ten. MSU lost to Indiana, and they were sputtering down the stretch in that game. They couldn't run. They couldn't shoot. They got zoned to death. Just your sum up the night.
So excitement of watching, obviously, Michigan and Purdue, and I didn't think – when they went to halftime and Purdue was up 37-35, I thought Michigan would be able to keep it close. I didn't think, and I've kind of bought into what Dusty May said, maybe it was about 10 days ago, 2 weeks, that this team just isn't very tough. I thought this was a game where toughness would matter and that they might come up a little bit short. I was wrong. They did a masterful job in the second half of keeping things close, and then when it mattered most, hitting free throws that were key and making the play that had to be made. And I don't know how much of that game that you watched, but at the very end of the game, Braden Smith, that last shot, I thought this SOB is going to hit this one on the run because Michigan was up two. And I after the two that he had just nailed to get to that point,
great. I was having John Gosser flashbacks.
Yeah. So there were a couple moments late in that game. A couple clutch corner threes that really helped Michigan get back in. To me, the most telling play was when Wolf split two defenders going from the three-point line to the hoops. He's 7 feet tall,
right,
and he dribbles between two defenders and finishes at the rim. I go, boy, if he's making those shots.
Yeah.
And this place is starting to really get going. It was a juiced-up environment at Chrysler. Yeah, that's a big-time win.
And then I flipped to Michigan State, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to catch a little bit of this game. They're up 20-8. I thought, you know what? I'm not staying up late for this. And woke up this morning. Well, what the hell happened?
Yeah, well,
it went down from there.
Izzo's going to have to wait another day to get that Big Ten record from Bob Knight.
Illinois next.
Illinois, and then Purdue, and then Michigan, and then ranked Maryland, and then ranked Wisconsin. It's all right. Spartans have lost three of their last four. Got to pick it up here. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, Well, it'd be great if I had my mic on. Mayor Mike Duggan is calling for a review of city services for homelessness, the city's homeless call center, and ways to make services more accessible after two children died of hypothermia this week. It is such a devastating story as we're learning a little bit more detail. So during a press conference on Tuesday, Duggan said preliminary reviews of city records shows that this mother of five reached out at least three times to the city's homeless response team, right? The family said at the time, you know, they had been living with relatives, but were told they need to find another place to go. And they didn't know where. And they'd reached out and whether there was no resources available. But then when space became available, they never reached back out to the family and she never reached back out to the system. It's just so devastating to think that
it could have been prevented.
It could have been. And he said what's even worse is that there was a shelter that had space that night when those children passed away. And maybe she didn't know where to call. Maybe the resources weren't easily accessible. Who knows what it is? It's just such a sad, sad story. No real details have changed, right? They were living in this van, and that's kind of what they were doing. Like they would stay at different parking lots at different casinos. They might run inside and use the restroom in these casinos. And at some point in time, they say that van ran out of gas or maybe had a mechanical issue, whatever it is. And then around noon on Monday is when she noticed her 9-year-old wasn't breathing. Took the 9-year-old to the hospital, and then it was just like moments later, the 2-year-old isn't breathing anymore. City officials on Tuesday urged those facing homelessness to seek services, but Duggan acknowledged that some don't always seek help, and the mayor said he wants to create a policy that would require outreach workers to make in-person visits to families with children dealing with homelessness. And he said that we have to do a better job of educating people that the services are out there. So it's just... yeah. A tragic story. Flu cases are surging. I mean, we talked about this last week, how emergency rooms are being bombarded with people. You know what's crazy? So my son has the flu, and we had called. It always is over the weekend when kids get sick.
And it's 5:01 on a Friday.
Can't get into the doctor's office. But, you know, we called anyway and just wanted to make sure, like, is there anything we should be doing? And they told us, take him to the ER. We're like, to the ER? Are you sure? So we ended up taking him to urgent care because I had just done an article about how these ERs are being bombarded. I mean, we didn't think he was in emergency need, right? But we did want to make sure that we knew what was ailing him, right? Like if it's not the flu, what's going on? Because he wouldn't even put his feet on the ground because he was in like achy, So we took him there. But anyway, the most recent CDC weekly U.S. influenza surveillance report shows that 7.8% of visits to a healthcare provider were for the flu, which is the worst since the swine flu pandemic in 2009. And there's specific states that are feeling the flu more than others. Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, South Carolina, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Maine. And it sounds like in Kentucky, it's really affecting the kids there. Yeah. That there are so many kids because of being in school and childcare.
Once it hits a school, it goes right through it.
Tigers opening day right around the corner, and single game tickets go on sale this Friday, February 14th, 10 a.m. Tigers.com/tickets. Obviously, opening day, April 4th at Comerica Park against the White Sox. First pitch set for 1:10 p.m. Tickets expected to sell out fast, so get your hands on them. I was noticing because they released their events and promotional schedule.
Yeah.
There's some, John, that you're going to want to be at.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. April 5th, April 19th. Tigers flannel shirt giveaway.
There we go.
Right. Look at
flannel
that.
Flannel shirt giveaway.
Yeah.
All right, get there early. Get yourself a double
early.
X.
Yeah. I mean, lots of cool giveaways. The bobbleheads, of course. They've got a Hawaiian shirt and short set.
Yeah.
Fan favorite Tigers floppy hat. You can check all that out online. Get your tickets this Friday.
The first bobblehead one is a Kerry Carpenter one, I believe. Yeah.
And there's a Scooble one in there with the Cy Young notes.
Oh, it's a mystery bobblehead, it says.
Yeah, there's a bunch of that they're going to do this season, so check them out. Pitchers and catchers report today, right?
Today!
Here we go! And there's a lot of excitement around this Tigers baseball team. There's also one major storyline that just isn't wrapped up yet, and I know there's a fatigue factor. With Bregman, let's not let fatigue get in the way of the facts. Are you in? Are you out? It should be over soon. It's next. It's 97.1.
Hey, we were talking college basketball, and we know March is exciting. It's almost here, and the college basketball season is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel can get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150 extra bucks to bet on everything from conference titles to tournament upsets and even who's going to be cutting down the nets when it's finally said all said and done. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you're going to get paid instantly. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit and get on the college hoops action before March takes over. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've been waiting to do this exercise. Ben Johnson's gone. Aaron Glenn's gone. Off to new head coaching opportunities. With Kellen Moore being announced as the Saints head coach, we've completed the offseason cycle, John. Mm-hmm. And with that, it's time to grade the hires. We're at the schoolyard. Class is in session.
Wow, this is awesome.
Let's do it.
Love this. Good job, Greg. Let's start with the big name first. Super Bowl champion coach, national championship coach, Pete Carroll. Raiders.
This is an interesting one because Pete Carroll, we all know that he's an older gentleman. However, he brings great experience, and he is a bridge to whoever is next. He can win a few games. He's a guy that can change the culture of that team. And the big question for them isn't who's going to be their coach, but who's going to be their quarterback. If they're able to go out there and acquire, let's just say, a Sam Darnold, I don't think they're competing for the division. I don't think they're competing for Super Bowls, but I do think he can be a guy that gets them into the playoffs and then hand the reins off to whoever the next coach is and have a better answer for the quarterback. I'm going to give this one a B+.
I gave it a B. I think he's a good coach, Super Bowl champion, but the last three seasons, he had a losing record. And I think he can get the Raiders to 500, but is that really what they need for next season? Just kind of dawdling around at 500? I don't know that this is a good fit, so I gave it a B. It's B out of respect for Pete. The fit's much worse than a B.
Well, the fit is because of the roster. And now it's going to be a matter of ownership, general manager, and coach being on the same page of what do you do with a Max Crosby? How many draft picks are you willing to acquire? What are you doing to reset the organization?
But he's not a rebuild coach, and they desperately need to rebuild, which is why I only gave it a B.
I like your reasoning, John, in terms of just setting the standard. The Raiders have been a laughable franchise.
Yeah,
I mean, the Josh McDaniels experience, remember that? He'll bring credibility there.
That's fair.
All right, next one, Liam Cohen, Jacksonville, Duval.
I went B minus. And the guy's getting dogged because he said Duval weird. But he is an offensive coach, and they need to resurrect Trevor Lawrence's career. So I gave it a B minus.
I'm going to give it a B. I guess I'm just a little bit above where you're at right now.
Harsher grader.
Well, the positivity of, I think Trevor Lawrence, a lot of people have said possible bust because of the expectations coming into the NFL, because of the fact that he was supposed to be basically reinvent the position at the NFL level. I think those were a little bit high. I still think he can be a really good, two great quarterback, needs that offensive mindset that Liam Cohen brings.
Hopefully he can unlock Lawrence, because I still think the potential's there, but we'll see. Next one, all right, New England Patriots. Former Tennessee Titan coach Mike Vrabel.
I'll give this one an A simply because he's a coach that has had success in the regular season. It's been a little bit hit or miss in the postseason, but they're going to give him, and they have to be patient with him versus what they did with Gerard Mayo. Like, that to me was an embarrassment that they handed that off to Jerod Mayo. They only gave him a year. It was a rookie quarterback. Now you have Drake May in his second season. You have some good draft capital. You've got a guy that is invested in the franchise because of how much he played there, what he means, all of that different stuff. And he's a really good coach. Defensively, they need this.
The only hesitation I had is you have a young quarterback, you hired a defensive coach, but they paired it up with Josh McDaniels, who is not a great head coach, but a very good offensive coach. Vrabel, I gave it an A. I mean, this is the home run move for the Patriots. I gave it an A.
I agree with you guys on that. And I think what we're finding out here is maybe a Patriot way that Vrabel will bring that back and with McDaniels and stuff, but it's going to be way less rigid.
Yeah, more modern.
Than it became under Belichick. All right, next one. Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer.
D plus.
Why the plus?
Oh. I don't know.
Seriously,
what? I could just give it a D because D for Dallas. They promoted from... Be careful, John. They promoted from within on a 7-win team where they fired the coach who was calling the offense. Schottenheimer got zero head coaching interviews. This is a guy who was not qualified to be a head coach in anybody else's eyes except Jerry Jones. D for Dallas.
I'm going to go D as well. I think there is some upside to this one. I know Brian was in Washington with me when his dad was the head coach. I think he is a good offensive mind. The problem is Jerry Jones. And I don't necessarily know that it matters who the head coach is going to be because your general manager has completely lost his mind. If you are having any conversations about trading Micah Parsons, are you kidding me? Like, and I just don't understand that. Plus, he has this love affair with Dak Prescott. You're not going to win anything with Dak. Dak's a great guy in the community. He can win a couple of regular season games. He could put up some good numbers. He's never going to win with you. They allow drama to be too much a part of the equation. The problem is Jerry Jones, but as you put it, it's a D because he was the offensive coordinator. They didn't have much of an offense last year, and it's we'll see. I think there is some upside, though.
You know what? I give this one an F. This is not going to work, and he's the number one guy on the list that I think could be replaced next year.
Okay.
Because it could turn into an absolute S show down in Dallas to the point where he looks just like a buffoon, has no clue. Dak, they're going to move on from Dak eventually. Parsons, if he's on the team, he's going to start chirping. Who's their running back? What, I mean, seriously, this team is a mess.
It's a mess, but the last thing I'll go to is Jerry Jones. Do you think he'll fire a coach after only 1 year?
When somebody gets humiliated, they usually react sometimes in a positively way and kind of finally look in the mirror.
He hasn't done it for the last 15 years.
Well, he needs to. All right, okay. Next one. New Orleans Saints, Kellen Moore, former Lions quarterback.
Mm.
You guys want to bring him in over Stafford?
I would say a C minus. And I think this is the one where you could be looking at a coaching change after a year. What are they doing at quarterback? What are they doing with this roster? They are embarrassingly over the salary cap. They're going to have to make major roster moves. He will have absolutely zero to work with when he starts this thing off.
I agree with you on every single thing you said, but I still don't think he would get removed after 1 year. He'd be like Brian Callahan in Tennessee. Sounds like you just explained the Tennessee Titans to me.
It could be. So, right, so he lasts 2 years, but the second year is a lame duck year.
They'll respectfully give him a second year.
Yeah.
So I gave this a C, and this is not a good coaching situation. It may be the worst situation anybody's inheriting. With Kellen Moore, he's bounced around. I don't even know how good of an OC he is. I know they won the Super Bowl. They had a great O-line. They had a great run game. I just gave it a C.
Yeah, I don't like this hire at all. And to me, he just... I'm going to pull a Stoney here. There's just something about him, the way he looks. He doesn't look like a head coach. He does not look like a head coach. Like, I can't see him talking in front of a room of people like John Jansen and inspiring them to play football.
There is that's a real thing. And it's funny because... we've got one guy that's sitting across from me that doesn't like old people, and you don't like young people.
All right, here we go. Lions time. Ben Johnson, Chicago.
A minus. Wow. I think for Chicago, they had to get Ben. They need to make it work with Caleb. This guy was running the number one offense in football. The reason it's not an A or an A+, you are now out from the shadow of Dan Campbell. You have to create your own culture. And Ben Johnson himself has said that Detroit offense is tailor-made for anybody to be successful. So then how much should I believe in Ben? It's an A- because Chicago had to get him. I think it was the best hire for them.
There's no track record for Ben Johnson as a head coach. Correct. I can't possibly give him a higher grade than Pete Carroll, who's won a Super Bowl, who has built the team, who has developed, you know, and won with Russell Wilson. I can't give him a grade anywhere near Mike Vrabel, who does have a track record and is inheriting a worse situation. Ben Johnson, I'm going to go with a B+. And I give him that B+, and I know
I say you give Pete Carroll
the same
B+.
As Pete Carroll, because he is inheriting what some believe is an offense that can go out there and score points. We know they're a good defense.
Yeah.
And so I think that they can win.
To be clear, I'm docking Pete for the fit, not because right. I think Pete Carroll's a better, that Ben Johnson's a better coach than Pete Carroll. The fit is why I docked.
Right. So I docked him a little bit. I would have given him an A- because he, you know, I think he deserves that respect having done what he did in Seattle, but I'll give him the B+, and I'm giving Ben Johnson a bump of B+.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd have no idea who Ben Johnson is as a head coach. Pete Carroll, at least you know what you're getting.
Right.
So finally, other Lions defensive or coordinator that left, Aaron Glenn.
I'm going to give him a B, and I do that because of what he is inheriting. Kudos to him. I don't know if it was him, if it was general manager, if it was for laying down the law with Aaron Rodgers. And if you believe what was coming out yesterday, that, hey, you can't do the Pat McAfee show if you want to be here, there's some other conditions, and he said, you know what, see ya. They're going to have to find out who the answer is at quarterback, but he is going into a situation built for him, much like Ben Johnson going to Chicago where he's got toys to play with. Aaron Glenn defensively has toys to play with with the Jets.
I gave him an A-, and I think this is a really good hire. Demeanor matters. Hearing him address the New York media, which is a factor here. He played there. He speaks like a head coach. He commands respect. They need to fix their defense, and watching what he did in Detroit in the midst of all that chaos on that side of the ball, not an easy place to win.
Yep.
Not a great situation, but I thought a great hire for the Jets.
So opposite of Kellen Moore. I can see John Jansen getting inspired to play football by Aaron Glenn.
Sure.
I think he's a good leader of men, and I actually think Aaron Glenn will probably have some sort of type Herm Edwards success, which was pretty decent in New York back in the day with Chad Pennington and all that. They won some playoff games, and I think he can – I just don't think he's going to pull the media stunt when he said play to win the game.
And that is grading the coaching cycle. It's 97-1. All right, we got more ticket texts coming in, and it's a saga that should be over soon, but it's the same teams and there's not a lot of clarity. Pitchers and catchers have reported for the Tigers. People are buzzing. People are excited to build off of last year's postseason success. But what about Alex Bregman?
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed this trend. Some with hosts on the station. I heard a little mic yesterday. I've seen Tiger fans on social media generally starting to get kind of frustrated and impatient and saying, you know what? I don't know that I want to sign Alex Bregman anyway. I'm not sure about a long-term commitment. I'm not sure how he's going to age. We've got Matt Vierling. Can we just pause for a second and not let fatigue get in the way of the facts? You can have Vierling and Bregman. Vierling's value is he plays all over. He's not Baez 2.0, completely different hitting profile, much better bat to ball skills. Yeah, but he's not going to be good at Comerica Park. Well, his home road splits for his career are nearly identical. It's too many years. All right. I'll grant you that by year six, I don't know that Alex Bregman's going to be a great investment. But is he going to transform your franchise enough in years 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe you still got a little bit left in 5, to where you're eating a little bit at the end and it's worth it? Because that's what comes with these long-term deals. There's risk. This is what owning a baseball team entails. You're never going to be guaranteed that your players are going to age well and produce for the entirety of their contract. That's just not how sports work. You have to be willing to take risks. Now, is Bregman worth it? Well, he's one of the three or four best players in his position, a position the Tigers really don't have filled right now. He's a proven right-handed bat, something that they desperately wanted. He's a proven infield glove, something they desperately need. And to their credit, they've been in the entire way. So fans who are out, the Tigers are still in. 248-539-9797. Are you out? Are you in? Where are you at as this drags on and on and gets nauseating?
Let me just, to the contrary, devil's advocate. Jim, I think listening to you this morning, you give him 7 years. Because you would do whatever. You want them so bad that you'd give out something reckless. Why? I mean, I don't understand why this deal isn't happening or being offered. Maybe it has been. 4 years, $150 million.
Sure.
Why not? That takes away the back end.
Okay, but
you're overpaying them.
Sure.
That's what they did with Pudge.
All accounts, the Cubs aren't offering a six-year deal. By all accounts, the Red Sox aren't offering a six-year deal. I don't know that you have to go to seven. And if he'd rather pick 4 years somewhere else, I mean, I can't control that part. If he doesn't want to be here, that's separate from us not wanting him. And I think some people have said, rather, before he dumps us, I'm going to dump him. So I'm getting a little bit of that from the fan base.
The lineup need is right-handed power, right?
Yeah.
The concern is he's losing his power, and he would be playing in a ballpark that's not friendly for power. So he becomes a guy that isn't providing what you need. That's where I get puzzled on this. I know defensively, look, this is a no-brainer. But this is a guy, think about this. You're giving 6-180, Jim, to a guy who hasn't been in an all-star game since 2019. That's insanity.
I just told you the numbers where he's one of the three or four best at his position. So I don't really care if he doesn't get voted into the all-star game. He produces.
You want to give $30 million to a player who can't make an all-star game? I know Jose Ramirez.
Do you think he's an all-star caliber player? That's what's more important than whether he had the stupid jersey on that one weekend.
It's not about, all right, don't take it so literal, okay? Seriously, Jose Ramirez is blocking him, but you are taking it too literal. He can't even be the backup third baseman. So for the third best third baseman in AL, minimally.
Last year he was second best in the American League on a down year for Alex Bregman. And to your point about
that's going down, and it keeps going down.
No, he had one bad month in April. Look at him from May on. He was actually very good. Had an OPS over 800.
We need another guy that starts bad around
here. Okay, here we go. I mean, let's get to the phones.
That's why he needs to be in spring training.
Well, that's the other thing.
And I also think that I think he realizes that as a professional as well. So this is the saga, I believe, will be done within the next 7 days.
If you're going to sign a deal with a team, you're going to change cities, and you're going to change your career, you want to start out strong. I agree with that. Let's get to a couple phone calls. Roy in Livonia, you're on 97.1.
What's up, fellas? A lot of emotion here from everybody, but I think it's a huge move for the Tigers for a couple different reasons. It keeps you healthier across the board on the ball field. Verling can go, you know, give guys rest, play a bunch of different positions. And for people saying the numbers are the same, first of all, there's a ton of data on Bregman. He's going to get pitched tougher and played tougher than Veerling. I mean, I think Matt struck out 130 times this year. Bregman's never struck out more than 100. I know that for sure. Maybe not more than 90 in the season. But you need a veteran to show these young guys how to play baseball, especially if you're going to be a scrappy ball club. You got to put the ball in play. We struck out way too much last year, way too much.
Especially in the playoffs.
He's a professional hitter.
Yeah.
Especially in the playoffs, 100%. And this guy has been pretty good in the playoffs. So I think a combination of having a veteran bat to show these young guys how to hit and how to be a professional hitter is huge. Staying healthier across the board. And just leadership in the clubhouse. Riley Green, I think he's a great player, but I think we need somebody that's been there, done that. And, you know, Veerling, a guy like Veerling might not even make it to 5,000 at-bats in the major leagues. Bregman's got probably 4,500, 5,000 at-bats under his belt. That is massive. And if any team's going to overpay that's left in it, it's going to be the Tigers. I'd rather pay with money than years, so I do four at 150 might be a little too much, but I think the Tigers, the answer is going to get Bregman. Matt Veerling is not your answer.
I think it's a really good phone call, Roy. I want to squeeze one more in. Matt in Oxford, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Good.
Hey, I mean, I don't know if the Tigers are just jaded. I'm starting to think in my past, like the last time a long-term contract actually even worked out. Because, you know, 6 years is something that, you know, he's, what is he, 29, turning 30? I don't know if he's going to go 30 yet, but 36 at the end of the year, just like Jim said, the last year you might have to trade away. But I just don't know if Scott Harris is just thinking about what Al Avila did and doesn't even want to touch 5-6 years with a 10-foot pole. And then, you know, going what the Ticket Texter said, especially what the last caller said, like, Matt Vierling is a great guy. I view him like a Danny Kelly. Like, he's just an all-around player, but, man, he is not Alex Bregman. He's not an all-star. He's not, like what Tom said, you know, Matt Vierling might not even get voted. No one's even going to send one single vote for Matt Vierling for the All-Star game. Bregman's going to get a vote almost every year. So, I mean, I think this is a complete no-brainer for the Tigers.
Yeah, I hope it happens. I do. Back-to-back phone calls, I think, really kind of capturing what it would mean for this team. Culture, leadership, postseason success, not going to strike out, put the ball in play, play gold glove defense.
And okay, you're going to be competing in this division for more than just this year.
Correct.
But where are they in the division? What will it take to win this division? Does he get you to a point where you can go into the season expecting to win the division? It's Cleveland, it's Minnesota, and it's the Tigers.
Kansas City's in there too. I looked at the odds this morning. The Tigers are plus 250, second highest odds to win the division. They had Alex Bregman. I can guarantee you they're going to have the best odds to win the AL Central. All right, coming up next, we're going to shift gears a little bit here. The NFL has completed its head coaching hiring cycle. We're going to grade the hires. It's next, 97.1.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.